Happy Dad is available at a lot of your local bars and restaurants. You might even find it at some saloons. If you've enjoyed a Happy Dad, then you know it goes well with your burger, your wings, pizza, and steak. People in California eat it with their sushi, too. Go to happydad.com/find to find a bar or restaurant near you so you can watch the games with the boys while enjoying an ice-cold daddy drink. The ladies love it as well. If your bar doesn't carry Happy Dad, then ask them to call their distributor to stock up. You can't have a burger with that skinny can you? It's time to man up and drink Happy Dad.
All right, Will.
Check.
Welcome.
Where are we right now?
Yeah, give us a little.
Where are we? We are at Saddleback with RX3 doing a little celebrity charity flag football event.
So you call yourself a celebrity.
My team is struggling right now, but, you know, we're looking to heat it up here by the time the round robin comes in.
So this is the third annual. This is your second time playing. Yes. Last year, yes, as a rookie, just finishing draft prep right before the pro day, all that. Came in and had a strong showing this year. What's been the biggest jump, right? So you got a chance to go in there. You take over for the Titans, midway point, whatever it was. Have, like, statistically speaking, one of the greatest, like, premier games.
Just
or
dropping absolute bombs, too.
Four touchdowns, no picks, tons of yards, all that stuff. Finish off the season. Heading into this season, you're the starter. Talk about your mindset. Talk about the excitement level. Where are we at?
A lot of excitement. I mean, it was a blessing, like, first year to be able to step in and actually, you know, first of all, just get time at the very least, but then also having, you know, getting a good amount of games under my belt and getting that experience. It's hard to jump in halfway through the season and be that guy at that point, but I feel like I did a good job of, you know, feeling it out and increasing my leadership, role as the year went on, but that's the area that I'm most looking forward to kind of diving into this year.
That's kind of one thing, like, that I don't think fans have context. So a lot of people who watch our show are football players or fans of the game, but, like, wanting to learn and smarter. One of the things I don't think a lot of fans understand is whether you're a second pick of the second round, whatever you were, or, like, a first-round pick, it doesn't matter. When you are the backup rookie, however you're picked, however high it is, and then you take over, your role totally changes, because it's not like you're going to be on the game when you're the backup to Ryan Tannehill going, like, hey, bring it up, guys. Hey, O-line, let's get it going. Like, it's not your place. And then all of a sudden, one day, poof, it is completely now yours. What was that transition like? I know you and Ryan are tight, so, like, but that's a transition that every dude who took over had, right? Jordan Love for the Packers,
yeah, you
right?
You got to do it. Yeah.
Talk about that.
And it's definitely a lot easier when, you know you're the guy going into the year. Like, you're the whatever, their first overall pick, and you know that kind of everything's molded around you.
For sure.
So it definitely
was
a little bit of a
Which is
experience.
Super rare. Yeah, like, it doesn't actually happen that much.
100%. So it was managing that relationship between the other guys in the quarterback room, not trying to step on Ryan's toes while still kind of presenting myself as someone that can be, you know, used as a leader more so by my actions than my words. So, and then it was more so like feeling out that role and kind of growing into it once I started playing,
yeah,
and earning my stripes a little bit, I guess.
For sure.
And that's the time when you can kind of start stepping up and being more of that vocal kind of leader.
Yeah, because you want to earn it too, you know?
For sure.
Like, you want to earn it through your actions and your play on the field. Like, nothing says it more than playing well.
For sure.
And you had good play. And so this year going into it, you got a new head coach, Brian Callahan. You just signed Calvin Ridley for an ungodly amount of money. The cap is going way up. So shout out to the cap going up.
No cap.
There you go. Good job. What about that? Calvin Ridley, new offense. You're not Green 19 anymore. You're White 80 now. All that stuff going in. You're kind of off to a fresh start. You get to go in the offseason and kind of step back and be like, all right, this was the NFL. This is how I played. Here's the things I can work on. Going into year two, new OC, there's just a ton of change and a ton of good things for you coming forward.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pumped. It's a new era. I mean, we loved kind of everything that went on in the building last year, and I love Vrabes more than anybody. And when we decided to make the decision to move on from him, you know, it was tough. And there's a lot of uncertainties and just things going on, but I'm pumped about Cali, and it's been great to get to know him, and it's cool to see what he's been able to do with the few quarterbacks he's worked with in his young career, and I'm looking forward to being, you know, the next guy that people point to that has been able to work with him. So I'm looking forward to, I'd say, definitely just mastering that offense and getting able to know him and the staff, And then the leadership part that I talked about, I feel like last year I was more so just playing within a system and kind of doing my job, whereas I feel like I have an opportunity now to kind of make it my own.
Yeah.
And now I have an opportunity. Like, it's just going to be cool to kind of feel that out and get the guys going in the right direction.
Yeah. You can't say enough about this. When you're the backup going into the season, or a lot of fans don't realize, like, even dudes, Trevor Lawrence, for example, number one pick. Everyone knew he was number one. There was no doubt there, right? He competed with Gardner Minshew all the way through camp,
yeah.
Which means he got 50% of the reps, not 100% of the reps. Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, all these guys, high picks. They're not like given every rep in the offseason. People don't realize that. There's actually a very short list of Bryce Young, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow, where they just kind of said you're the starter, right? So that it's not even during the season. It's you got a handful of reps each day in OTAs last year, in training camp last year. This year, build it your own, all that, but also every rep that you want and need is yours. Such a great opportunity. Tennessee Titans, new pieces, new staff, an AFC South division that came down to the last play of the game.
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of teams.
Jacksonville didn't win it, so then Indy had a chance, but then they didn't convert on fourth, which brought Houston to win it. And then, what you don't have is the juggernaut dominant team. You got four teams where anybody can win it. I know Kyle and I are huge fans of yours.
I just want to know where the offseason throwing trip is going to be. Now that you're the starter, where's it going to be?
Cabo.
Wow.
We had a connection with a guy who works with the team. His family's got a nice spot out there. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on. You are a roomie. You've been on the room before. Twice, right?
Twice,
yeah. So this is your third time. This is the first third time roomie we have.
Yeah, he's our boy.
Three bedroom. Thanks for coming again to this tournament,
Thank
brother.
You.
Love you, man.
Heck yeah.
Your arms are huge.